Thank you for joining Michon Hadar's Learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration. This week's Dvar Torah is by Rabbi Avi Killip.
I want to focus on Mishnah He of the fourth Perek. And I want to focus on a particular line in this Mishnah. The second to last line reads, V'kach haya Hillel Omer, de'ishtamish betaga chalaf. And thus Hillel used to say, and one who makes use of the crown of learning passes away. In the context of this Mishnah, the line does fit in. The Mishnah is advising us on the proper use of Torah study, the proper reasons to study Torah, and the improper reasons. And this line from Hillel fits perfectly into this context. But it's also strikingly extreme. Whereas the beginning of the Mishnah is just giving us advice about reasons we should study, Hillel really ups the ante by saying, if you do it wrong, if you misuse this crown of learning, or he actually just says, if you use the crown of learning at all, that you're going to die. I want to explore this line through two lenses. The first is by reading it extremely literally, and the second is reading it entirely symbolically. When we read this line literally, we might think, death? Really, Hillel? Using Torah learning in the wrong way could lead to death? What would lead Hillel to make such an extreme claim? And in order to understand why he might bring this line, I want to look to a story from the Talmud. And it's a story that many of us have heard of, and frequently we use this story in a positive light. I think it also contains within it a cautionary tale, and perhaps it's this cautionary tale that's behind Hillel's fear here. The story is in Yoma 35b, and it's a story about Hillel's devotion to Torah study. We're told that Hillel was an extremely poor man. Every day he would work and earn one tropek, half of which he would give to the guard at the Beit Midrash, at the House of Learning. And the other half he spent on food for his family. Hillel was apparently a wage worker, and one day he found that he didn't earn any money, and the bouncer at the Beit Midrash didn't let him in because he didn't have the fee. So rather than just going home, Hillel finds a ladder to the roof of the Beit Midrash. He climbs up to the roof, and he listens to the shiur, he listens to the teaching through the skylight. We often listen to this story as a story of the devotion of Hillel to his learning, that even when he couldn't get in, even when he had no money, he refused to give up, and he found a way to continue learning. The end of the story may lead us to question whether this was really a good thing. So Hillel is lying on the roof, and he's listening to the Torah of Shmaya and Avtalion, the great teachers of the time. And it happens to be the night of Shabbat, the Sabbath Eve. When the sun is supposed to come up in the morning, Shmaya and Avtalion realize that they can't see the sun. They look, you know, through the skylight where the sun usually comes in, and they look up and they see the figure of a body. This is the figure of Hillel's body lying on the roof. And when they go outside, they discover that it's snowed overnight. Not just a little snow, but a lot of snow, and that this man, Hillel, is actually in danger of dying. And they bring him into the Beit Midrash, and they decide to light a fire, even though it's Shabbat, because saving this man's life is worth desecrating the Shabbat. This is a story of Hillel's near-death experience. It's a story of Hillel, a man in pursuit of learning, who takes that pursuit to such an extreme that he risks his life. He ends up almost dying. And when we read this line that Hillel says, anyone who makes use of the crown of learning will die, through the lens of his personal story in a very literal way, we could see why he might think that learning and how we choose to engage in our learning and pursue our learning is a life and death venture. The other reading I want to offer is entirely symbolic as opposed to the literal. Hillel may be trying to tell us something about the use of the word crown, and maybe even chalaf, passes away or dies. Perhaps when Hillel says, don't make use of the crown, he's trying to imply that we shouldn't confuse what is a holy crown with a human crown. That Torah is indeed a crown and intended to be used as a crown, but this is the divine crown. It's not a human crown. And that when you connect yourself to a human crown, that crown will eventually die. We don't find ourselves today teaching Torah from the mouths of the Roman king at the time. And we do find ourselves teaching the Torah of Hillel, teaching the Torah of people who have attached themselves to the divine crown. These two different readings, the symbolic and the literal, allow us to read both the utmost human. This is an actual man who has a life story, who's afraid that someday he might die, and in fact will die, simultaneously hold on to Torah as Eitz Chaim Hi, as the gift of ultimate life, that using Torah correctly will indeed connect us to an eternal truth.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration, and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton from March 3rd through 5th, 2017.